I was not anticipating this. I come to listen this morning. Brother Danny has always told me, even through the past several years, when you go to a meeting, make sure you have a message just in case you're called on. But I figured there's no way in the world they're going to call on me this morning with all these elders here and so forth. But I do appreciate the opportunity to get up and speak to you this morning. I'm still new in the ministry. I'm learning as I go. Tell you what, it's a different road that we travel, I guess you could say. Most elders are aware of what I'm talking about. It's different when we talk about different things and so forth, and we talk about our Lord and Savior and God's Word and so forth, and knowing that we have a responsibility to make sure that we are preaching it right, that we're staying to the truth and so forth. So today, that's kind of where I want to kind of go this morning, if I can. I guess I've got 30 minutes or so. I don't have my watch on either. I forgot my watch. So my wife's good at doing this for me when she tells me. Oh, there's one out there. I see it. Okay. Yes, as I get older, I got to have these too. So, but it's good to be here this morning. And like I said, one thing that I want to kind of talk about this morning, me and Brother Danny's been preaching on or been studying on it here lately and so forth. And it's the it's interesting. We've been talking about the articles of faith within churches, different churches, as time has gone by, and so forth. And it's interesting that most articles of faith has that one section in there, and it talks about the Word of God, how that we rely on the Word of God, that it being the truth, and it's been around the whole time, and so forth. So that's kind of what I want to talk about this morning, God willing, that when we talk about this gracious Word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's interesting because I think nowadays that's the problem that we run into, that far too often that we'll take the Word of God and we put it aside and we don't read it, we don't meditate on it, we don't try to understand what God's trying to do for us. And that's what I tell people a lot of times when we have situations and incidences where we have troubles and trials and tribulations, that we need to go to God's Word to look for guidance and to look for that Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us from the Scriptures. And I do believe that's what happens when we go to the Scripture and we read the Scripture. It's so important to understand what the Scripture means to us, especially as Primitive Baptists, something that we have hung on to for many, many, many years and have continually to do so, to stand to the truth of the Word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what it's important. And we were talking the other day, and it's interesting because if you have your Bible with you this morning, Amos, I want you to take this thought process and kind of think on it for a second. But Amos chapter 8, if you got your Bible with you this morning, Amos chapter 8, go down to verse 11. Verse 11 tells us in Amos chapter 8, it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." Oh me, brothers and sisters, what a world we live in, that we have such an opportunity for the Word of God to be so readily available to us, and we turn the shy eye away from it, that we don't take the opportunity to read it and to study it and to meditate on it and to be thankful that we have this living Word that has been handed down for us, for our ruling guide, that we understand what it means to us.
Amen.
There's people all around, brothers and sisters, all around where we live and outside the United States. Brother Paul's been overseas recently, and he can tell you that there's people that don't even have the opportunity not only to read a Bible or pick up a Bible, but to even hear God's Word in fear that they're going to be condemned or put to death.
Right.
Oh, me, brothers and sisters, the luxuries that we have here in America and the goodness of things that we have through our forefathers and the availabilities that we have for this free speech and free religion of understanding what God means to us. And far too often we put Him aside. We put Him on the back shelf. We put Him on the back burner. And we only bring Him out when times are bad. I tell brothers and sisters that every day in our life it's a good day to come to our Lord and Savior and say, "I'm thankful for everything that You have given me. Everything that You've done for me, brothers and sisters, from the time that He allows me to get out of bed in the morning to the time He allows me to go to bed at night. It's a good day." And we thank Him for it. And I tell people time and time again that even when we have these bad days, and we have these rough days, that I tell people that we're still thankful for what we have. And we go to Him with praise and honor and say, "Thank You, Lord, for today." Even though we may not understand and we may not agree with it, it's thankful to have that. I tell people far too often we put the negative in front of the positive, and we kind of got them flipped around backwards, where we need to put, or the positive in front of the negative, we need to put the negative in front of the positive. For so when somebody comes to you and says, "Oh, how you doing today, brother? I'm feeling pretty good, brother. I guess, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm okay," and so forth, you know, and yeah, and I've been reading and going to church and praising God and so forth, but I'm hurting and I'm doing all this and so forth. We need to flip that around, brothers and sisters. We need to tell people, not only do I may have these trials and these tribulations and these financial heartaches and these medical problems that I have, but let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I know through the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that it's going to be okay. Amen. It's going to be okay, brothers and sisters. And it's okay, and I tell people, they say, "Oh, Brother David gets too loud sometimes. I know I can't help it." But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I haven't been Primitive Baptist all my life. But let me tell you something. Today, that grace was shown to me through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it all fit together. Yeah. It all come together, brothers and sisters. And all that time that you're trying to do and read and preach and teach, and things just didn't seem to come together to that one day that our Lord and Savior says, "You know what, Brother David? Let me show you something that you don't know. Let me show you something that one day you will preach to people. Only through Him and by Him, not of me, brothers and sisters. I'm nothing but a low, lost sinner that is good for nothing. I am nobody. I'm nobody important. But through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to come out and preach and teach the Word of our Lord and Savior to people that come together. Now, I'm not a scholar. I don't write books and stuff and so forth. And I read a bunch of stuff from Brother Jeff, and I'm so thankful that the Lord blesses him, because a lot of that stuff, I don't know where he gets it from, but only from the Holy Spirit, because I know he's a knowledgeable man, but yeah, a lot of people, I don't know either sometimes, Brother Jeff, but it's good to know that we have that opportunity, brothers and sisters, and that's what I tell people, even the people that has written this book right here. I tell people a lot of times, we talk about Paul and the things that he done and so forth, and Paul reminds us also that, you know what, it wasn't him.
Right.
It wasn't him at all. Same way when we talk about this book right here, this holy book and what it means to us, this gracious Word. We know that He tells us, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We know that. We understand that that's the incarnation of Jesus Christ. That's the deity of Jesus Christ when we talk about that in the book of John. And I tell people that's what I love about the Word of God, that it has been around way before we were ever even born. Way before these churches ever come into play, the Word of God has been there.
Right.
It has always been there. It will continue to be here from time to time to time, all the way to the very end. Yeah. And we're so thankful for that. Brothers and sisters, that's why we get excited. That's why we come together like we do. It's good to see all these people come together, all these elders and brothers and sisters come together in fellowship, just like it did back in Nehemiah chapter 8. I think that's a problem that we have, brothers and sisters. We spend too much time worrying about all these worldly things and coming together for these concerts and these different things that we come to, that draws thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But when it comes to hear the Word of God, not who's speaking it, but just to hear the Word of God like they did back in Nehemiah. Look at all the people that come to the water. They were all over the place. He had 6 on one side, 7 on the other. And they were glorious in teaching the Word of God. We have lost. We have lost that importance of what it means to, or what it means to us. And that's what I tell people. That's that grace that has been given to us, brothers and sisters, before the foundation of the world. That we come together and we love and we rejoice together with one another. And that's what I tell people. That's why I get excited. Because you know what? This is a good thing. Amen. This is the best kept secret right here than anything in the whole world that we could possibly do. And that's what I say to people, that from time to time, when we look at what the Word means to us and what the Word shows us and stuff through this gospel call and this understanding and revealing the truth through the Holy Spirit, and that's when we abide in Jesus Christ. When we go to God and we pray, a lot of times we look at things and we do a lot of asking. But we don't take the opportunity to sit and just be quiet for a second.
Right.
Just to sit down and say, "You know what? I'm not asking for nothing. Here I am. What do you want me to do?"
Yes.
What do you need from me to do, brothers and sisters? And people say, "Well, Brother David, I don't think I've ever had God speak to me or kind of show me anything." And I tell them, I said, "Brother and sister, what you need to do, you need to pick up that Bible and start reading it." Because let me tell you something, that's how we talk with God.
That's right.
I'm a firm believer when we go to Scripture and we study, especially as an elder, when we study the Scripture, and something that you may have gone over 100 times and 101 times, you may go over it another time, and all of a sudden you get that aha moment. that feeling, and all of a sudden something kind of shines on you, and all of a sudden you say, you know what? That's some good stuff right there. Yeah. I think I want to talk about this. I think I want to say something to somebody about this. I remember when I first started preaching, it took me a hard time to realize and think to myself, one of my biggest things, and Brother Josh, I don't know if you've done this too or not, but I did. I'm thinking, how in the world am I going to get up and preach for an hour over something? There's no way in the world I can do that. Maybe 15, 20 minutes, you know, and I can get my point across and so forth. But what are we doing? We're putting ourselves in front of God. We're putting ourselves in front of Him thinking that we have to do something with His assistance and so forth. Let me tell you something. That's not the way it works. Contrary to popular belief, brothers and sisters, God is still in charge, has been in charge, and will always be in charge. We're nothing but servants and helpers and masters. That's or servants under the master. That's the problem we have, brothers and sisters.
Right.
As our heads get too big.
Right.
We think we're too important. We think that we don't need to be doing this, or we don't need to be going there and doing this and so forth, simply because there's not enough people there to preach to. There's only one or two people there. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, and Brother Josh, you probably know some of the churches that we've been to, brother, going around all over. Sometimes you're lucky if you get four or five people to show up. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, I tell people this day in and day out of my life, I don't care if one person walks through that door. God sent that individual here to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's our responsibility, brothers, as elders. Never to forget that loving feeling that we have to preach the Word of God to each and every one of us.
Amen.
That's what it's about. Coming together and fellowshipping and loving one another that gets us through this week. It gets us through that. Letting our light shine, as the Bible says. Understanding what it means to us. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, the love that we have for one another and the understanding through this gracious Word of God that we have to show people that what this means to us is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, as we say in law enforcement. But we need to be saying that in our life that we live, witnessing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to everybody. I tell people, I'm kind of getting off the beaten path. My wife says I'm chasing rabbits, but you know what? I just want to say this real quick because we talk about the worldly things and aspects of it. You know, it seems like to me that when we come together and we preach and the excitement that we have in these meetings and so forth, and people, you know, they kind of want to understand and see where we're going and so forth. But I tell people, I say, you know, what's a shame is when we're not together, when we're out and in the public, when we're around co-workers, we're around our neighbors, we're around people that we hang around with, do we represent the Word of God?
Right.
Do we do that? Brothers and sisters, I feel at it every day. But let me tell you something. The problem that we're having is society itself has come to the point where that we have taken too much stuff for granted. We have taken it where that we're a feel-good society, where that everybody, we got to be careful what we say because we don't want to offend somebody.
Yeah.
We've got to be careful what we do because we don't want to offend somebody else. And I've said this, and brothers, some of you that's been preaching or been around for a long time, some of our brothers and sisters, that many, many, many years ago, some of the stuff that people talk about nowadays, not only did you not even speak of it, you wouldn't even think of it because it was taboo.
Right. Right.
Nowadays, people are getting up and saying they're this and they're that and so forth, and what are we doing? Or what is the world doing? They're clapping. They're thanking people for it. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. It's a bad time that we have put God on the back burner and we have taken away our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and said, it's okay, you can do whatever you want to do, it's going to be okay. That's not the case. God's Word is gracious. It's a gracious Word. It came down from heaven for Him who died on the cross for our sins, taking our place. And me and Brother Danny talked about this the other day. And I'm sorry I keep mentioning Brother Danny, but I love him. He's my father in the ministry, and he always will be, so I'll always mention him. So just forgive me for mentioning him. He fusses at me about that. But we were talking the other day and about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I told people, I said, you know, He was always showing us an example of what we should be doing and so forth. I believe that. Even on the day that He was dying on the cross. Even on the day that He was dying on the cross for our sins, brothers and sisters. What was He doing? What was He doing? He was praying to God the Father to forgive us of our sins, brothers and sisters. Would we do that? Would we do that for each of you? I love every one of you, but I don't know if I'd want to die for you. But He did. Not only that, but He had the thief over there. He was telling him and comforting him from what they were saying, even though He had one on the other side that was giving Him a hard time. But it was for the glorification of God the Father. That's what he did. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If that's something that Jesus Christ himself can do and done, shouldn't we do it too? Should we not be afraid of that? Should we not be ashamed of who we love, who our Lord and Savior is, Jesus Christ? Absolutely not. I tell people back when they talk about Mary and Martha, when Jesus adobe there for a few days, and Mary and Martha was kind of upset because he took his time getting over there and so forth. But I tell people, I said, you got to look at the glorification of what he was doing for God the Father, because all the people that came with Mary and Martha over there with them at the tomb of Lazarus, and when Jesus showed up and he told him, he said, you know, Lazarus, arise, and so forth, and he come forth, and all those people that was there. It's interesting, and we see that today. Isn't it interesting that half of them believed, but the other half did not? They left and ratted him out to the Pharisees, as I say. Isn't that something? Something to be able to see in the miracles that he done and so forth. And just to put it aside and not to worry about it, not to even think that it was important. Brothers and sisters, that's why grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's why we have the Word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All things were made by Him, and without Him, not anything was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's why a lot of bad things happen at night. Law enforcement, break-ins, stuff like that happens at night. Isn't it funny when you go to bars? Isn't it dark in bars? Things like that. Why is that? I always wondered that. Because we're staying away from the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why it's important not only to meditate and read on the Word, brothers and sisters, but to fellowship and to come to church. Because we're supposed to let our light shine. We're not that true light, but we have a light that we let shine. And when we don't fellowship, and we don't associate, and we get off that beaten path, and so forth, our light grows dim. We have to come back and re-energize. We have to recharge ourselves and come to the point in time and life where that we understand what the truth is. What the truth is.
Amen.
In the beginning. Isn't it interesting that it says in the beginning and then the Genesis in the beginning? I've always said when you pick up the Bible, if you don't get Genesis 1-1, you ain't going to get the rest of it. You're going to have a hard time with it. Don't pick it up and go straight over to Revelation and tell me you read Revelation and you understand what you got it all figured out. I said, well, let me tell you something. You left out a whole lot of stuff. You need to go back and do that. But I said, to kind of hindsight on the very end, I'll give you a secret. Jesus wins. Just you know, to summarize it, that's a summary of somebody that ain't very smart. Jesus wins. But in Him embodies all the treasures of this divine wisdom, the collective thoughts of God during this time frame, letting our light shine, showing what it means to us, even taking the opportunities to come forth to hear God's gracious words or to rely on the Word itself. That's what we do. The Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's what it is. Without it, you're walking in darkness. It's hard enough to walk by faith and not by sight, isn't it?
Right.
Because we stumble all the time.
Right.
But when we leave God out of the equation, brothers and sisters, it ain't going to get no better.
Right.
No matter who you are. We have to be thankful for all the things that we have because of all these emotions that we have, which we can go all the way back to the very beginning, that we can think Satan come into play there and all of a sudden these emotions come around with that guilt and that shame and that anger and so forth as we build from Genesis going all the way through. All those emotions are what we're with today. And far too often what we're doing is we're paying too much attention to the emotions that we're having instead of the problem itself. I tell people, it's just like and you'll like this, being a retired fireman, that's like a fire alarm in your house real quickly. When that fire alarm goes off, it's awful annoying, isn't it? But if it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and that fire alarm goes off, do you go over and look at that fire alarm and figure out for the next 10 minutes how to shut it off? No. Aren't you looking around for the source that called that thing to go off? Absolutely. Ain't that what we should be doing with our emotions, brothers and sisters? Not sitting on our hands and our rear end and our feet and feeling sorry for ourselves and not knowing what to do and so forth with the problems and emotions that we have, brothers and sisters. But to get up and stand firm in the in our Lord and Savior and the Word of Jesus Christ and go to Him. We go to everybody else for all of our problems except for the one person that I guarantee you can fix it. And if you don't get excited about that, brothers and sisters, something wrong. Something wrong about that. That's why we need to get excited. Y'all, you get loud, too loud, you get too excited. Well, I can't help it. You know why? Because not only do I know that I have somebody that will help me through these trials and tribulations, through these good days, these bad days that I have, but He's going to see me to the very end.
Right.
To the very end. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The last few months, I've teasing Brother Danny. I said, God has a way of thumping us from time to time to get us back on the right path. And I believe that. Because He's done it to me. He's done it to me. When we think that we have got it down pat, and we think that we know where we're headed, and we think that we know what we're doing, and we got all this down right. Let me tell you something. The Lord thumps us. The Lord thumps us. Because He's done me. And He made me go back to the very beginning again. And said, "You remember who you are? Through that total depravity, brother, you're nothing but a long lost sinner. Not worthy of anything. You need to remember where you came from." And that's how we deal with the emotions that we have, brothers and sisters, day in and day out of our lives. And the things that happen to us, that's the old devil throwing stuff in front of us. That's that weight that so easily besets us, we're supposed to lay aside, but sometimes we don't. We pick it up and carry it around with us. Somebody's lost a lot of weight. I tell them, I said, go back. If you've lost 50 or 60 pounds, I said, go back and pick up a 50 or 60 pound barbell or weight and carry it around with you and see how much weight that you were carrying around that you didn't know how heavy it was. That's what happens with this sin that we have and this thought process. It's so hard to get these emotions out of our mind and so forth. But instead of looking at the problem, brothers and sisters, what do we need to do? We need to either look through that problem to the solution or look around that problem to the solution or look under that problem to the solution. Because let me tell you something. If we steer at that problem the whole time and we try to deal with those emotions and those problems that we have on our own, brothers and sisters, it's a lost cause.
Right.
It's a lost cause. There's no way in the world that we can do that. That's why we get excited. That's why we know what the Word means to us and the enduring Word, the everlasting Word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. Don't you love that?
Right. Yeah.
Shall not. Let me tell you something in closing real quick, brothers and sisters. Isn't it glorious to know that not only do we have the Word of God that's been handed to us, they had the living Word. Now we've got the Word right here. It's going to last forever. And most of you probably thought of this, but you know, it's good to know this. You know, when we go home, guess what? Word of God's going to be there. It ain't going nowhere. It's going to be there. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Isn't that the glory and justification of what we know to be the truth when we talk about the Word of God and what it means to us? It's an honor and privilege. It's hard. Some of you have been preaching for many, many years. It's not easy. It's hard. A lot of times we talk about making sure that we're not too humble or that we're not, we don't get big-headed, which we need to be doing that. But sometimes I sit at home and I think to myself, you know, I don't have to worry about being too humble because it seems like time and time and time again, it don't seem like I'm even worthy enough to preach the Word of God. But time and time and time again, as it says, give us this day our daily bread. It doesn't say give us this week, give us this month, give us this year our daily bread. Brothers and sisters, we do it a day at a time because His grace is sufficient for me to make it through the day.
Right.
Man. And when you look at that and you put that to your heart, brothers and sisters, everything else is trivial.
Right.
Everything else is trivial. Even if it isn't to the very end, and so forth, and we talk about coming to the end of our life, and we come to all the aches and pains that we have and so forth, we should be rejoiceful to know that the Bible even says that God Himself will wipe the tears away. There ain't going to be no more sadness. There ain't going to be no more hurt or anything. Isn't that something to be glory for? Isn't that Amen. Something to be happy about?
Amen.
Absolutely. I think it is. That's why I get excited. That's why the Lord. That's how the Lord inspires me and gets me on what I think I need to be doing, because He leads me and guides me through His holy word. And sometimes we do get frustrated while people can't see it. Why people don't just sometimes get it. And why sometimes that they do. But then, as time goes on, as we talk about the sower, some of that seed was planted good and some of that seed's not. Some people kind of get off the beaten path and they don't come back to church. They stop fellowshipping. That's why I said time and time again, brothers and sisters, that we need to come together to make sure that the love that we have for one another shows. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Charity. I do believe when we build on faith, doesn't it end in charity? Absolutely it does.
Yep.
Paul talked about that. Loving one another and caring for one another. That's what we do. That's why it's good to come here today to be with all you people. I know some of you from different churches that we visited and spoke at. Some of you I don't know. But it's good to see you. Some of these elders, God bless you for what y'all have done in your ministries and these little bitty churches throughout the years, that they have continually grown and stayed steadfast and unmovable. Why? Because they have stuck to the Word of God. We hadn't strayed from it. Paul talks about the apostasy going into churches and so forth. I tell people that that's what we need to watch out for. It's not that it's going to be one big event that's just going to be like everybody's going to catch it. It's going to be that little bit at a time. Those little bitty things that just kind of pops in that just, and then all of a sudden you look at it and say, how in the world did that get in here? How in the world did that happen? That's because we put this aside. We stopped praying and fellowshipping and reading the Word of God Almighty. That's what it's about. That's the love that we have for one another and the understanding of what it means to us. In closing, I can't thank you enough for allowing me to be up here this morning. I'm sorry I was all over the place this morning. I'm still nervous. It's been good to be here so far. I'm sure there's other good preaching coming up this morning. Our brother Danny, he got me too. We talked about this Tuesday, and he said, there'll be a lot of preachers there. Probably won't be picked, so just but you might want to bring something with you. I said, no way in the world. No way in the world. So, Brother Danny, you're right. You got me on that one. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Not only do I need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I need, and I know Brother Josh needs, we need some of you older elders around here to help us.
Amen.
To show us.
Right.
Not that we're putting you on a power pedestal, brothers and sisters. Not that we're saying that you're more important than God Almighty. But the experiences. And I believe that God puts two people together for a reason, brothers and sisters. That's why we cross paths. So that we can help one another.
Amen.
When we fall, there's somebody there to help pick us up and say, you know what, Brother David? I've been there. I understand what you're going through. I understand the problems you're having and the heartaches that you're having. But let me tell you something, Brother David. It's going to be okay. You know why? Because look how long that I've been preaching. And the Lord has led me this far and will continue to lead me all the way to the house. Isn't that a glorious thing?
Right.
Same way for people that are just members of a church. Let me tell you something. The unity of the church comes to one.
Right.
Don't overlook yourself just because you come to church on Sundays, and all you do is maybe sing and listen and then leave, that, and you think I'm not important to the church. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You're just as important to the church as the preacher himself.
Yeah.
And don't let anybody ever tell you anything different than that.
Amen.
Because when we come together as one, brothers and sisters, that's when we become the church.
Yeah.
And we love and care for one another. That's what
right.
we do. That's what we're supposed to do. And for that, I'm so thankful for the love and fellowship that has been shown to me and my wife through the years, and hopefully will continue to do. And I'm so thankful for these elders that I respect so highly of, and the things that y'all have done and the experiences that you have gone through. I know it means something to me, and I'm sure it means something to Brother Josh too. And for that, I'm so thankful. May God bless you is my prayer. I'll get down from here and babbling on. May God bless you is my prayer this morning.
How sweet the name.